mass shootings like the one at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade can shatter a survivor's sense of safety. Even as their physical wounds heal, they are left with the memories of the violence, and it changes the way they see the world. In this installment of our series, The Injured, Bram Sable-Smith of KFF Health News reports on a young woman's journey past that parade day.
24 minutes before the mass shooting at the Super Bowl parade, something thrust Jennifer Cabrera's body forward. A bullet had pierced the back of the 20-year-old's right thigh as she headed to the parade with her family.
And I grabbed my mom by her shoulder. I didn't say anything to her. I just, like, looked at her. And I had, like, my eyes were widened. And I kind of signaled with my eyes to look down at my leg. And we both looked down at the same time.
There was a hole in her leg. There was blood. She fell to the ground. Other fans came quickly to her aid, called an ambulance. She was on it, getting treated, when she heard reports blasting from a police radio.
My mom was trying to get on the ambulance. I remember them saying, like, you can't get on. There might be other victims that we need to pick up. And I think that's when the other shooting had happened.
This was a completely separate shooting at the parade, just four blocks away, the one that grabbed all the headlines. And many survivors from that shooting ended up getting treated at the same hospital in the same ER as Cabrera. Unreal, she thought. But after the initial treatment comes the healing, in every sense of the word. And that is different for everybody. Because it's not just about the violence they incurred, it's about the threat of future violence. Dr. LJ Punch is founder of the Bullet Related Injury Clinic in St. Louis.
For some people, being threatened by a bullet assures that they are going to be armed. And never not be armed, because they'll never go through that level of threat without being able to respond again. And for other people, it's the exact opposite. They want absolutely nothing to do with guns.
But there is common ground, Punch says.
People desperately want to be safe.
That search for safety is deeply personal, and it can be challenging when reminders of gun violence are everywhere. There have been 124 homicides in Kansas City this year. Another 450 people were shot but survived, not counting the parade. And about a dozen school districts have had shooting threats this fall. It all takes a toll for the parade shooting survivors. Some respond with panic attacks. One set of friends suggested she get a gun for protection, but she couldn't stomach having a firearm, so she was given a machete instead. And many survivors, like James Lemons, who was shot in the leg, now view crowds and strangers with a heightened sense of danger.
I look at them as a stranger differently than what I used to look at them like. I used to look at them like, oh, I can approach them. Oh, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? To where, do they have a gun? Like, is my kid okay being around that person? Do I need to be around them the whole time?
As Jennifer Cabrera tries to rebuild her sense of safety, she's often felt isolated. The shooting that injured her was overshadowed before the public even knew about it. She and her family have really had to work to find help. Early on, she tried therapy, but she wasn't ready yet.
I felt like my brain was a box with folders, and that folder was all the way in the back, and I wanted to talk about other stuff instead of that, because I felt like I wasn't ready to, like, process that yet.
She thinks she's ready to process now, though. She's even helping a local lawmaker champion anti-violence initiatives. And yet the memory of the parade, that unusually warm Valentine's Day, is still fresh, always present.
And it runs over and over and over and over in my mind.
There's been a lot of stress in her life since she was shot. It can't help but feel connected, like a chain. She just wants something positive to happen, something good to come from something very bad. In other words, justice. I'm Bram Sable-Smith.